Well, hi, everyone, and welcome into the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class. Coming your way, 1600 AM, the historic Main Gym, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids. And coming your way on the South Gym, 106.3 FM in Iowa City. Thank you very much for joining us. Scott Unash, along with Mark Dukes, Alex Kuhn, our producer, as we come your way from our studios on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Big show coming up. We're going to talk Major League Baseball. We do that on Tuesdays with our friend Cal Eldred, the former major leaguer, now front office member of the Kansas City Royals. And we will talk with Cal coming up here in just a little bit. Some news out of Iowa City. We will get to that coming your way here in just a moment. And we've got a poll question and a little bit of a discussion for the second half of the show coming up today, dealing with the University of Iowa and non-conference football. And we will get to all that stuff coming up here on the program at 5 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Mark, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scott.
How's everything going?
Going well.
Excellent. Little rain today.
Unless you're a Twins fan, but.
Yeah, Twins in action right now against the Milwaukee Brewers. Down at this point, correct? Still down?
Down last I looked, 5-2 in the eighth inning, and it was an error by Miguel Sano in right field. Kind of a line drive that 98.6% of outfielders would have made at the major league level. He didn't. Opened the doors for 3 runs for the Brewers. And as I said, Milwaukee on top of Minnesota 5-2 as we speak.
We'll get the Twins back on tomorrow as they will then go to Miller Park in Milwaukee to take on the Brewers. We'll have it tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Interleague Baseball, a home-and-home four-game series. First two in Minneapolis, second two in Milwaukee. And we'll have that for you tomorrow night beginning at 7 o'clock right here on KGYM. We'll get to Cal coming up here in just a little bit. Starting things off from news from Iowa City today. The Iowa football team and their depth on the defensive side of the ball. At least it was a position that had some depth anyway, taking a little bit of a hit today as the University of Iowa and head coach Kirk Ferentz announcing that Iowa is going to be losing a defensive cornerback, not a starter, but a guy that was a second teamer as far as a depth chart is concerned last year and going into the spring.
Yeah, if I was going to Iowa was going to lose a player, it would probably afford it more in the defensive backfield. It's probably one of the deepest areas of the Iowa football team, but it's kind of odd. Maurice Fleming, a native out of Chicago. Has played 3 seasons for Iowa in a total of 33 games, is going to be continuing his career elsewhere as a graduate transfer. His transfer has been approved without restrictions. I'm not going to read the quotes from Kirk Ferentz
because they're
usually canned.
Yes. Very much so. Very much so. This guy, Mark, was second on the depth chart behind Desmond King. Wasn't going to displace. Well, I take that back. He was behind Greg Maben at left corner. Desmond King is implanted at the right corner. Fleming did play in every game last year. Was not going to be a starter, but he was going to be a guy that was going to be counted on nickel situations, etc. Definitely, Iowa had a lot of depth at that corner position. Still with quite a bit of depth. Maben, Josh Jackson, of course. His role is going to increase now. He's the guy that is currently a sophomore behind Desmond King, but I imagine he may get some looks at both left corner and right corner, strong side, weak side, whatever the case may be. And Fleming's just going to take advantage of trying to get some more playing time, it sounds like.
That's what it sounds like. And one more year and try to go to a school where he can start and play almost every down on defense. You know, I think it's a little odd that a guy has played 3 years and going to finish it up elsewhere. But good luck to Maurice, as Kirk Ferentz said.
Yeah. Yeah, good luck to him out there. And he's going to he'll make his intentions known very, very quickly because obviously he's going to be in place by the fall. Went through spring practices, pretty much the entire spring practice with the Iowa Hawkeyes. So your thoughts about that, what that does to the Iowa depth at 319-366-1600. The Guppies on the Go text line. Also our phone line at 319-366-1600. When you're on the go, we want to know what you think on the Guppies on the Go text line. And then we mentioned in the second half of the program, Mark, after we chat with Cal Eldred, we're going to talk about a subject that's been talked about before, obviously, but I know Scott Docterman in the Gazette wrote about it today, and that is Iowa's non-conference football schedule. And not only the payouts that Iowa has to give, everybody's got to give for the schools out of the Mid-American Conference, Sun Belt Conference, whatever the case may be, WAC, Western Athletic Conference. If you come to an Iowa City or to an Ames or to a Madison or to a Minneapolis, you're going to get a payout. Is that the way it should work? Should it be changed? It's been that way forever. And what should the University of Iowa specifically do as far as their non-conference football schedule? It's been talked about quite a bit. Yes, before you pick up the phone and dial, Iowa's never going to have Alabama, Duke, and Iowa State as their non-conference. Or should that be changed by the NCAA?
I think the positioning of the question should be probably more in the lines of as a paying customer. You're a paying customer, a season ticket holder at the University of Iowa. What would you like to see in a schedule? Is it okay now? What would you like to, you know, an upgrade of some kind? You okay with Iowa going to an SEC school on the road, a home-and-home situation? That's the type of things we'll talk about after Cal Aldred.
Yes, and here's what's going to happen. Oh, yes, bring on an SEC team. Bring on an ACC team, whatever the case may be. I think it'd be fantastic. And then you lose by 3 touchdowns. Why are you playing Alabama? Why are you playing Texas Tech? Why are you playing this team? Can you see that happening?
Would you rather see Miami of Ohio at Kinnick Stadium or Miami, Florida?
Knowing you could get trounced.
Well.
Knowing you could get trounced. But like you said earlier on in the sports office, if you lose your first game, how many national champions over the last decade, 2 decades, have lost early in the non-conference and gone on to win national championships? So we will get to that coming up here in just a little bit at 11 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. We're going to talk to Cal Eldred here coming up in just a couple of minutes or so and get his thoughts on what's happening in the world of Major League Baseball. We got more hockey coming up tonight, playoff hockey. Cubs-Cardinals game 2 of the series after John Lackey came back to St. Louis and shut down the Cardinals last
Handcuffed
night.
Handcuffed him, yeah.
Handcuffed him last night. And the Twins, by the way, have pulled closer, I see. You're Twins. Did you notice that?
I have not. I'm trying not to look at this point.
5-3 Milwaukee. Byung-ho Park with a home run. A solo home run.
Couple comments on the text side. 3680, first A.J. Epinesia, now Eno Benjamin. Iowa has the 11th ranked recruiting class in the country for 2018. Actually, I believe that's 2017.
2017, yes.
Like Lex Luthor said in Batman versus Superman, the Hawkeyes are coming. The Hawkeyes are coming. What do you mean they're coming? They were 12-0 last year. Anyway.
And I will, yes, I agree. Good to have those guys. But if you remember, Mark, the last time Iowa packed in allegedly their top class of the Kirk Ferentz era, what happened?
Most of them didn't do much.
Most of them weren't on the field, if you recall. And there were a lot of off-field problems. I'm not saying these guys are going to be that same situation, in that same situation, but just because they got a 4 next to them or a 3.2 or whatever the case may be, you can't just pencil them in and say it's going to be 4 great years.
True enough. Eno Benjamin, alleged 4-star recruit out of Wiley, Texas, East High School, did commit to the Hawkeyes over offers from Baylor, Michigan, Utah, and Oklahoma State.
Great schools.
Among others. Benjamin rushed for over 2,600 yards last year, 41 rushing TDs, over 3,000 all-purpose yards, and 4 more TDs on special teams. So, by all accounts, it seems like this guy could be the real deal.
He was doing cartwheels and backflips on YouTube clips that people had. That had Hawkeye fans going pretty ape over the last 24 hours or so.
In regard to scheduling, 25-18, it would be nice if they played the Irish.
Used to. It was almost an annual series between Iowa and Notre Dame back in the 50s. And, of course, you had the fainting Irish.
Mm-hmm.
Very famous story there when Iowa and Notre Dame got together. But
a meeting canceled due to the assassination of President Kennedy, I believe.
And I think that was the last scheduled game between Iowa and Notre Dame. Mm-hmm. Was back in 1963. And Iowa and the Irish never played again after that. 14 minutes past the hour at 3 o'clock, and we're going to talk to Cal Eldred coming up. We'll take more of your texts. We'll talk about Iowa's non-conference schedule. We'll do that after we talk a little bit of baseball. Speaking of baseball, we're gearing up for another Colonel's Thirsty Thursday at Vet Stadium. That's next Thursday, April the 28th. We've got some tickets, 4-pack of tickets for you all this week. And, of course, Thirsty Thursday means our friends from Z102.9 are going to be there. And when you buy a tasty beverage, your tips will go to the Arc of East Central Iowa as the Colonels will take on the West Michigan Whitecaps coming up a week from Thursday. We've got some tickets to give away on the program today, and we will do that coming up a little bit later on. But when we come back, Cal Eldred will join us. We'll talk Major League Baseball. We'll do that when we return after this. You're listening to the Gym Class Tuesday Edition coming your way here on KGYM.
Man, I just can't get this.
Need a hand?
Oh, great.
What are you doing here?
I'm trying to recycle my old refrigerator for the $35 I can get from Linn County REC, but it won't fit in the bin. You've heard about how these old refrigerators are energy guzzlers, right? I could run an Energy Star proof fridge for almost 8 months using the same number of kilowatts.
Yeah, I know, but...
Maybe if I create some kind of fulcrum and lever thing, maybe that'll work.
You can't...
I know, I can't believe I've been holding on to this thing for over 10 years.
No, I mean you can't put a refrigerator in a recycling bin.
I can't?
No! You can drop it off or have it hauled away. It's all at LinnCountyREC.com.
I suppose that does make a little more sense.
Yes, it does.
Okay, I'll do that.
Good.
Now, if you could just help me get this old freezer and window air conditioner in the recycling bin, I'll get $25 a piece for those.
I give up.
Find out how you can get money for your old working refrigerator, freezer, or window air conditioner at LinnCountyREC.com. So many benefits of membership. Linn County Rural Electric Cooperative.
Blood, sweat, tears, guts, tenacity, and grit. That's what it takes to be a small business owner today. It's what gets you through the endless hours, missed calls, and countless resumes. That's where Monster can help. We design custom hiring solutions specifically suited to your small business to find rock-solid candidates. Because at Monster, we've got our own fair share of fortitude and fearlessness. Visit monster.com/hiring to find employees who work as hard as you and get 25% off for a limited time. Monster. Find better.
Napa know-how!
Knowing you can get 20% off almost everything at Napa, I bet you'd start thinking, I could use some headlamps, shop gloves, a new ratchet set. Then you'd think, how am I going to carry all this? Simple. The Napa 5-gallon bucket. Buy one for $3.99, get 20% off almost everything you can fit in it, and a dollar goes to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund. 20% off the stuff you want, plus a bucket to carry it all home in. That's Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last, some exclusions apply. Minimum 3 items. Offer expires 4/30/16.
Covering everything from the preps to the pros, with a little bit of old-school mentality thrown in for good measure. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on the Gym Class. KGYM.
Back at 3:17 here on the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class, KGYM. We're going to talk more about Iowa football's non-conference schedule. Of course, the Iowa spring game is coming up on Saturday, spring scrimmage, if you will. We had the Iowa State one last week, and then UNI's comes up a week from Friday night. They're going to do it on a Friday night at the Unidome, and more on that coming up as well. Also, we'll let you know what's coming up tomorrow. The APC guys are going to be down in Iowa City. The first Lunchbox Heroes comes up tomorrow. Where did the winter go? No, I'm kidding. It was very slow, but it's great to have Lunchbox Heroes back, and the guys will be down in Iowa City. We'll talk more about that coming up tomorrow. But Cal Eldred up next. He joins us as Cal, of course, our regular Major League Baseball and baseball correspondent. We talk with him on Tuesdays here on the Gym Class on KGYM. Cal, you still in the desert, or you back home, or where are you now?
Well, my understanding is it's just as nice back home as it is here in the desert.
Not bad. Today's a little chilly, a little overcast, a little rainy, but not too bad.
Well, they would do for some. We could definitely use some rain out here in Arizona. There's no question about that. But no, I'm out here, and it's we just finished with a doubleheader against the Texas Rangers extended spring teams, and we won both, so we're happy here.
Cal, as I look at the standings 2 weeks into the season on April 19th, and I'm not sure how much we can read into any teams. Really, nearly half of them are at half the teams are at 500 or one game above, one game under, and maybe that's typical this time of year, but are there a couple storylines that you can take out of the first couple weeks?
Well, as I look at it, I think there's two teams that are probably better than I thought they were. And I'm looking at the National League, and one team has definitely played better than I thought they are, and that's the Colorado Rockies. And they've won a series against the Diamondbacks, against the Giants, and against the Chicago Cubs, which I believe, if I look at my predictions, I've got all those teams making the playoffs, and I just didn't think they'd be as good as they are. And you look at the youngster Story's playing shortstop for them, who we joked about him taking Tulowitzki's spot and doing a great job, and Arenado. I think he's a superstar player. I think we don't hear that much about him. Partly because he plays over in the West and all those games are late at night. But I look at them, I look at Colorado, and I look at the Washington Nationals, too. Maybe this is the year that they are going to play, their players are going to play to the level that we thought they would. They're good players, and that some of the players that they have are actually going to overachieve a little bit. So right now, you know, those are the two teams that I look at that I think, you know, there are teams that you're going to watch. Probably not as surprised about the Nationals as I am about the Rockies.
Yeah, and you take a look at the schedule. No one's played a harder schedule than the Colorado Rockies. They've gotten some pretty good. You don't think of pitching when you think of the Rockies, but they've gotten some pretty good starts, especially a couple of those games against the Chicago Cubs over the weekend.
Well, and that's what you think about. No question, Scott. You think about their offense. You think that they're going to score some runs. Well, what we've forgotten in the past, and I think maybe they've forgotten, is that the other teams are bringing their offenses into Coors Field also. So that usually ends up playing out against the Rockies. But if they can get the good pitching, and they've had good pitching, I know a couple years over the last 4 or 5 years, but it's got to be consistent. The reason I sympathize with them is that's where I play AAA baseball. I played a year and a half of AAA baseball in Mile High Stadium, and a long season takes its toll.
think all three of us liked it at the beginning of the.
I don't think they're going anywhere. And, you know, because usually what you see is I look at this division, and talent-wise, you probably give it to Houston overall player to player. But playing the game right, you give that to the Royals. And but you look at the wild card, obviously the Royals not in that division. But if you look at their division, just them alone, Texas and the Angels are the teams that are probably going to give them a headache. Other than that, as far as talent, the Houston Astros should be fine. It's just whether they're going to get over the hump when they lose a series or two. And Scott, you know what? I really thought about something that how you made some of your picks. Mm-hmm. You thought about, hey, some of these teams that really did well and it was the first year they did well, I think they're going to slide back a little bit. Maybe that's what we're going to see from the Houston Astros.
I think you're seeing it a little bit. I'm dead wrong so far on the Cubs, although I had the Cubs in the playoffs. Keep that in mind. I did have the Cubs in the playoffs there, but they've been outstanding so far. Cal Elder joining us here at 3:27 on the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. And the Baltimore Orioles continue to play very good baseball. They're on top of the American League East right now with a record of 8-3. In fact, they have the best overall record in the American League at this point. And Buck Showalter just continues to go about his business, doesn't get hardly any publicity, and just keeps winning.
Yeah, he does do that, but I think Mark hit the nail on the head last week when he talked about the fact that that lineup offensively can score a lot of runs and they can do it in a hurry. They've got gap guys, they've got guys that can hit homers. I think offensively that lineup is that tough, but they've been getting just enough pitching. They've been getting the pitching when they need it. It's both them and Colorado is kind of the teams that I thought, man, are these the number four and five teams on my list? And you kind of go back and forth, but you got to hand it to them with the starting pitching and then being able to finish the game. That's been the key for them. And I know they got, Gausman that can come off the DL yet, he's going to help their pitching quite a bit.
Milwaukee has retaken the lead against Minnesota in the top of the ninth, 6-5. A triple by Molina and a single by the immortal Schooner Gannett. So, Twins, Dozier, Mauer, and Sano coming up in the bottom of the ninth. Speaking of the Twins, Ron Gardenhire back in form with that ball club. Sounds like he's got a similar job that you have with the Royals, Kel.
And who is that? I'm sorry, I think I cut out there.
Gardy.
Oh, yeah. I think, you know, I'm going to tell you, Mark, our whole staff here down in Extended Spring, there's so many guys that tell me that, hey, Tom Kelly taught me this. Some guys that had played for him, guys that had Gardenhire as a coach. And there's so many things that he's going to be able to help these guys, the Twins out with, especially the young players. And a lot of it is now, it seems like you've almost got to hire guys to spend time with these players to talk them through some of the things that maybe as a kid and even in college, because the game has changed so much, they haven't figured that out. And pro ball is a lot different than high school. It's a lot different than college. But Gardenhire is a guy that has done it as a coach. He played. He did it as a manager. And the Twins, you know, he is. Now him, Tom Kelly, Gardenhire, Molitor, they've done that. They know what it's like. So I think it's awesome that he's going to be a part of that organization.
Everything going well down in the desert with your Royals youngsters?
Yes, we have. This is a place that no minor league player wants to be, being in extended spring training, that means that they did not make a full season club, but yet it's a place where they can really, really get better because you play games late in the morning. You've got an opportunity to work on the many of the weaknesses that you have and try to continue to work on your strengths. So this is some place where you get a lot of work done. There's no fans sitting in the stands. So if you concentrate, this is a place you can get a lot better.
Iowa Hawkeyes got one out of three against Indiana, and we talked about that last week. The Hawkeyes winning 6-5 in 10 innings in Game 3. And saw Rick Heller last night. He was very happy to get that win in the last game of the series. But now comes Michigan, Kel.
I know, and they've got a lefty, Adcock, in their rotation that he's hit or miss, but boy, when he's on, he's awful tough. They've got another right-handed guy who's probably only going to throw one inning out of the bullpen that throws in the mid to upper 90s. They're a good ball club. But you give the Hawkeyes a lot of credit for winning that last ball game there in Indiana. It's not an easy place to play. And it's being able to pull that out, at least if they come home and take two out of three, that evens the back up. But Michigan has been playing well, and their pitching is going to be tough. At this point, it's a good thing they're playing the Wolverines at home in Iowa City.
Yeah, that'll be a big help right there. And the good news is CJ's Friday starter. Bad news is he faces all those the Adcocks and all those guys.
Well, he battled for six plus against Indiana on Friday.
Yeah, I'll tell you guys, the inside track on that was that Kyle Hart, who pitched for Indiana, CJ and Kyle are about as close as two college teammates can get. They were hunting buddies. They love the outdoors. They spent a lot of time together when they weren't in class, and maybe they should have been in class, but they were out hunting there around Bloomington. And they've hunted together and spent a lot of time. They keep tabs on each other pretty close. So he said it was tough. It was fun to be back, but it was tough pitching against his buddy. And I think he would have rather had that win, though. There's no question about that. Yeah, and you're right, Scott. He has drawn some tough ones. The number one starter from Maryland, Sedlock from Illinois, they were able to win that ball game. But he knows that his job is to go as long as he can and keep that team in the game and save that bullpen for the next 2 days, but try to beat that number one guy. If they can beat that number one guy from the other clubs, then you never know what can happen the next 2 days.
All right, Kel, how about your top five for the second version of the year?
Well, fellas, you know, it's tough. I have to do this. I know you guys hate this, but I have to do this. I've kind of got a tie for my fourth place because I think both of these teams deserve to be above number five. So it may sound kind of iffy here, but my number five team I got are the Dodgers. Watching them play and watching their starting pitching, watching their position players, I think that they deserve Twiggs playing better, Peterson's playing good, their starting pitcher with Kershaw and Maeed. That guy's nasty. So I'm going to put them in at number five. My tie's going to number four, and I know it sounds crazy, but we talked about the Baltimore Orioles and the Colorado Rockies. We've talked about them, so I think they belong together at number four. Neither one of them deserves to be number five. Then my top three, we did have a little bit of a change. We got the Royals, because they're 8-4 and they slipped back down to number three. The Nationals are pushed into number two, and the top team right now, guys, I've got the Chicago Cubs at 10-3.
I don't think there's any doubt right now.
There isn't, is there?
+45 on run differential. At this point, and that's they did that a lot in the first few games, but still, you can't disrupt and dispute +45. I mean, they've been pounding people.
Well, and a lot of that has to do with Soler filling in for Schwarber.
Right. Yep. And also Lackey and Lester, they've been pitching very, very well.
Well, and you look at the other thing is, you know, guys, you saw it last night. The two things that the Cardinals are going to miss is Lackey in his innings and his toughness, and then Jason Hayward's defense in right field, and that's what bit the Cardinals last night.
All about the pitching, Cal. Kevin Jepson still struggling for the Twins, giving up a triple to Rivera And that Gannett single, the Twins lose 6-5.
It's over. That was a whimper.
And like we talked about last week, Mark, those are the games that really hurt when a team comes back or has a lead, even especially when they come back and tie the game and then give it up late. Those are tough ones in the clubhouse to handle.
Well, Miguel Sano performing like a matador in right field doesn't help either.
No, it's one of those deals. You know the American League. Drive in more than you let in, Mark.
Exactly.
Cal, appreciate it, and we will talk to you soon. Thanks for joining us.
You bet, guys. Enjoy the week.
Cal Elder joining us from down in the desert in Arizona at extended spring training for the Kansas City Royals. 3:36, and as we get you to break here, let's go ahead and give away our four-pack of tickets for the Cedar Rapids Colonels and the Thirsty Thursday coming up a week from this Thursday, April the 28th, as the Colonels will take on the West Michigan Whitecaps. That is in the middle of a homestand for Cedar Rapids. And the next evening, they welcome in the Cubs Midwest League affiliate from South Bend next Friday and Saturday. That would be the 29th and the 30th of April. But we're going to concentrate on Thursday the 28th. It's a Z102.9 Thirsty Thursday. You can swing by the kegerator of Z102.9 for a tasty beverage. And if you tip your bartender, and we very much encourage you to do so. All those tips are going to go to the Arc of East Central Iowa. So we got a family four-pack to give away right now. We're going to do that to caller number 7. Lucky number 7 at 319-366-1600. 319-366-1600. You are going to go see the Colonels take on West Michigan on April the 28th. We will come back, and we'll talk about the Iowa football non-conference schedule. Your thoughts on that at 319-366-1600 when we come back.
Hey, it's Richard Sherman, all-pro cornerback for the Seattle Seahawks. When the little voice in my stomach gets hungry, he talks mad trash like, you know I don't want these weak snacks. Get me all-natural Oberto beef jerky. So I grab the most delicious lean protein on the planet, Oberto beef jerky. It's loaded with savory cuts of lean beef. Listen to the little voice in your stomach and pick up some all-natural Oberto beef jerky.
Oberto beef jerky. You get out what you put in.
Refers to Oberto's all-natural line of beef jerkies. Minimally processed, no artificial ingredients.
Golic, you know the key to winning at hoops?
Compression shorts for vertical elevation.
Right. How about the key to winning at business?
Ready for you alerts from La Quinta Inns and Suites.
Right again. Just choose your time of arrival on LQ.com and they'll send an alert the second your room is ready.
Because at La Quinta, winners don't wait for rooms. Rooms wait for winners.
So book your next stay at LQ.com and you'll know exactly when to check in.
Then you can put on your game face.
And your compression shorts.
And prepare to win at business. Book now at LQ.com.
Sometimes diabetes can feel more like don't-a-beaties. Don't do this, don't forget that. But with a little help from Walgreens, diabetes won't slow you down. Stop by to get expert pharmacy advice 24/7 and savings on medications and supplies. You can even get rewarded for healthy behaviors like logging your glucose. Walgreens has just what you need to do more with diabetes. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Limitations apply. For full program terms and conditions, visit walgreens.com/healthychoices.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
At KGYM Radio on Twitter, Dukes and Unash, the gym class on KGYM.
Congratulations going out to Robert of Cedar Rapids. He is the winner of our family four-pack of tickets to see the Colonels take on West Michigan a week from this Thursday on a Thirsty Thursday. And we'll have more family four-packs for you to win coming up Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. We mentioned Lunchbox Heroes is back tomorrow. The APC guys are going to be down in Iowa City on the University of Iowa campus. Brand new building going up, dorm going up over by the library. And they're going to be over there, I believe, on the fourth floor tomorrow and entertain about 150 of Eastern Iowa's finest workers.
Great program, and pleased to alternate weeks with the Afternoon Players Club, and we'll be appearing next week at a site to be determined. Perhaps it already has been. I'm not aware.
Yeah. No, we're going to be downtown next week, you and I.
Gotcha.
at the CRST building, where we've been twice last year.
Yes, we have. That that building is really coming together.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. We're going to find out
more about
it. Do
you look up at that crane up on like the 15th floor? You get a little squeamish.
No, but I think they built... We're going to find out more about this next week, but I think they have their... I know they have one floor that juts out toward the river. I don't know if that's a lunchroom or whatever the case may be, or just a meeting room, whatever. We'll find out next week, but I like that.
When they were building the federal building, I ran into the guy that ran the crane at the top.
Mm-hmm.
He climbed up there every day with his lunch.
Now you lost me right there.
And something to relieve himself in, basically.
Yeah, because you're not
it
coming
It turns out
down.
This guy was scared of heights. And I, are you kidding me? I'm scared just looking up at it. You're scared of heights and you're climbing up there every day? Yeah, it's what I do. We'll find out more about it at the CRST site, though.
We will. We'll do that next week, but the APC will be with Lunchbox Heroes, and that will be coming up this week. Our poll question today brought to you by Emil's Hideaway, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. What would you like to see done with Iowa's future non-conference football schedules? You have three choices. Add another Power 5 game. Replace the Iowa State Series. Find a few more cupcakes. Go ahead and vote at KGYNradio.com.
Interesting options. And this question pops up in lieu of the fact that Scott Dockerman has published a story in today's paper and online at the Gazette about what Iowa's going to pay its non-conference foes the next couple, 3 years. Of course, this year it's Miami of Ohio, which will get a mil, North Dakota State, which will get a half a million, and Iowa State, which will get, Iowa hopes, a loss. Beyond that, future opponents, Wyoming, Northern Illinois, North Texas State, all are going to get some money to come and play Iowa. And we just kind of started the discussion about non-conference. Listen, this is a formula that's been in place for 30 years.
Yes. Since Hayden Fry came in 1979, and his formula is to play Iowa State, to play a team that you're going to win more than likely against, 99.9% of the time, and then a team that will probably, let's see, it'll challenge you a little bit, but you're going to win 75% of the time. That's pretty much the formula.
There have been exceptions. I remember early in Hayden Fry's career, perhaps the games were scheduled. I'm quite sure they were before he arrived. I think 1980 is when he played Oklahoma and Nebraska. Before Nebraska was in the Big Ten. There have been exceptions. Tennessee.
Miami.
In the kickoff classic. Miami. Kansas State. Down in the preseason game. To me, I would like to see another game against a Power 5 conference.
I would like to see everybody play another game against a Power 5 school. How about that? If you're a Power 5 school, how about you an edict from the NCAA that you have to play one Power 5 team. Does that make sense? If in this day of equality, if you will, Mark, now we resolved last week, you cannot have satellite camps. You can't pull up stakes and take your entire football program from Michigan, let's just say, to another state. You can't do that. Okay, we're going to level out the playing field a little bit. Then why don't they do that with scheduling as well? Just a thought out
I'll
there.
I'll give you folks out there an option. You can pick any team in the country that you would like to see Iowa play a home-and-home with. And be reasonable about it, because Iowa's not going to the West Coast anytime soon.
No.
Arizona, USC, UCLA, Stanford, forget it.
Arizona
Kirk
State.
Kirk Ferentz has no interest and going out that direction, unless it's in the Rose Bowl or another bowl. But regular season, would it be a Miami or Texas A&M or South Carolina? Who would it be?
319-366-1600, or should things stay the same?
Pittsburgh and Syracuse weren't bad, were they?
No, nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that, especially Pitt. I mean, Pitt it was a good, that was a good series. You had to enjoy that. I mean, Iowa had the last second field goal for the win with Marshall Kane, and had some very interesting games at the Steel City for sure with quarterback carousels and whatnot over the years. But that was a very good series between the ACC and the Big Ten. Give us a text as well at 319-366-1600.
Thoughts coming in. Matt from CP, I presume that's Center Point. I'd like to see them play Notre Dame. Colin, Texas.
Now, that is the second vote we've had for Iowa-Notre Dame.
0940, Michigan plays all Power 5 in the preseason. Go Blue, Hawks are scared. Well, let's see, 2016, Michigan's schedule includes Hawaii, Central Florida, Colorado, and the non-conference.
Yep.
Is that Murderer's Row? I don't know.
Hawaii, but give them credit. I mean, there's not a MAC school in there or anything like that. I know Notre Dame is not on the schedule for Michigan anymore, but that was, I believe, if I recall, back a couple years, that was not a Michigan decision. That was a Notre Dame decision when they went to the ACC.
2380 suggests Georgia and or North Carolina. 6562, bring on Bielema and Arkansas.
Now that would be fun.
Home and home.
Home and home in Arkansas. I can see that. That's not inconceivable, because wouldn't you say Iowa and Arkansas are about at the same level as far as college football is concerned?
Most years.
I would say so. I think that is good foresight right there by our listeners.
94-33, Georgia Tech, Vatech, or some other ACC team. 0940, November 12th is Iowa's only week game. That happens to be at home against Michigan. Touche.
Is this turning into an Iowa versus Michigan thing here?
2408 likes the idea of Notre Dame or Florida State. 1307, I wish Iowa would not be so fearful to play quality, good teams. Notre Dame doesn't play non-Power 5 school, not one. Imagine.
That, which brings up my original question, Mark, when we put this out there. And if you have a comment, go ahead and give us a call, 319-366-1600, 319-366-1600. Okay, fine. You want to see Florida State come up here, bring in the tomahawk chop.
Why not?
What's going to happen? Oh, this is the greatest thing in the world, and then Florida State wins by 35.
Would you rather see him play Florida State at Kinnick or Iowa State? That's another component of this question.
I'd rather see Iowa State myself.
That's another component here.
Right. I would rather see Iowa State myself. I want to see Iowa State because I think it's good for the state to have Iowa and Iowa State go at it. But I just know what's going to happen to this fan base. They're going to explode if Iowa brings in somebody like a Florida State and they get walloped. And they're going to say, what did you do that for? Let's go to the phones. Let's bring in Eugene, our friend Eugene from Cedar Rapids. How you doing, Gene?
I'm good. Hey, Mark, I want to tell you did a great job last night on the panel on the TV show, by the way.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Good to see you there,
Gene. Are we going to lose you to the TV medium, Mark?
Always remember I have a face for radio and newspaper, okay?
Okay, very good.
I think I'd like to see us go to play Missouri since they're a neighboring school. We already had a deal with them once that they backed out of, I believe.
Yes, they did.
And I think that'd be a nice one. You know, it'd help us in the recruiting area of Kansas City and St. Louis, as well as it would give us a little bit more exposure outside of the Big Ten. And I'll hang up and listen. Thanks, guys.
I could not agree more with Eugene, and I don't think it'll ever happen again. Maybe it will.
I think it could.
Different people in place.
Yeah, I think it could.
It's just so natural, isn't it?
Pinkel came on. Missouri didn't want to play Iowa. Instead, they took on Arkansas State, and I believe lost one of those games that they picked up. Might not have been Arkansas State, but I think they did get upset in one of those games. But yeah, Iowa, Missouri, I think would be a no-brainer. And there's your SEC tie-in as well. Arkansas is not that far away. I'm intrigued by the Iowa Arkansas. Let's go to Rick from Cedar Rapids. Rick, good afternoon. Thanks for the call.
Hi.
Go ahead.
I was hoping that we would play either Arkansas or Missouri that'd be fairly close that would be drivable for away games.
I think that would be very good. You want to have the drivability factor in there as well. Your fans can get there.
Yeah. Also, the Notre Dame game, the last one was in Iowa City, was 1968.
Oh, it was 68. Okay.
I was there.
Ah, very good. I bet so Notre Dame won.
It was like 55-28 Notre Dame.
Hey, Rick, appreciate the call. Thanks.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Several other folks on the text line saying Notre Dame and Missouri, those schools getting a lot of support. 65-62, could you see the ACC and the Big Ten doing a sort of crossover with the basketball thing?
Hmm.
Or are there too many variables?
Probably too many variables.
95-25, Boston College would be a good home and home. 87-03 is Navy a Power 5 school. Maryland plays them every year.
Let me check on that Navy question.
13-43, get a real schedule. They have the easiest schedule, and Ferentz doesn't do anything about it. Iowa State, top 5 hardest schedule year in and year out. Iowa hasn't had a top 50 in 10 years, period. 79-60, well.
A lot of that has to do with the Big 12 playing around Robin.
That's what I was just going to say, yeah. 79-68, give me anybody in the SEC and drop Iowa State. There's nothing to be gained by playing the Cyclones.
I still think it's very good for the state to have Iowa and Iowa State.
I don't believe Navy's considered a Power 5.
Navy is in the American Athletic,
yeah.
As our producer Alex knows. And how about Alex's Memphis team?
Would you like to go home and home there?
I think that would be a good home and home with Memphis. You can drive there. Drivability factor is fine. American Athletic Conference team. How about a Cincinnati?
1533 would like to play North Carolina. 0497, either Kansas or Kansas State. For maybe the same argument as go ahead and play Missouri, right?
Sure. Kansas State would. I don't think Bill Snyder wants to play Iowa. I would think he would not want to play Iowa while he's the coach at K-State. Would you think? You know Bill better than we do.
I think it's probably mutual between Ferentz and Snyder.
Yeah, I don't think they'd want to play one another.
47-02, whatever happened to the Big Ten versus the Pac-10 challenge in football?
That I don't know. You had Michigan State play Oregon the last few years out there. Very good non-conference series. 353. More of your phone calls coming. More of your texts coming as well.
Evan in North Liberty, why do Iowa fans act like the Iowa State game isn't a good opponent? Check the head-to-head record the last 20 years. I think it's 10-10.
It is. Or very close to that. It's great for the state. Why would you not want to play your in-state rival? It just makes no sense to me. Let's get one more in. Let's go to Seth from Maquoketa in Jackson County joining us here today. Hi, Seth.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
Just in general, I'm not sure who it is, but we got to put somebody on the schedule that's going to make the national media, the national just audience put Iowa on the map, because it takes until Big Ten play for the national hype to even get to us. So just curious on your thoughts on that.
All right. Appreciate that, Seth. Thank you very much. And I've got no problem with it. I want to see Iowa State stay on there. Keep a Miami of Ohio. Keep a MAC team. Keep a Sun Belt team, whatever. North Texas. I agree. I would like to see the schedule pick up a little bit. I would like to see an Iowa play a Memphis or a Navy or an
Those
Arkansas.
Aren't Power 5 either.
How about, well, you can throw an Arkansas or a Missouri in there.
Greg from Dubuque. Wisconsin has gotten LSU and Bama. No reason Iowa can't.
Exactly. Exactly. Is that hurt Wisconsin? No, it's helped Wisconsin as you get down toward the end of the season. 3:54, we're going to take a quick break, come back. More of your texts, more of your calls when we return after this on KGYM.
Drunk driving is one of America's most often committed and deadliest crimes. Each year, nearly 10,000 people die on the road due to drunk driving. In order to stop this deadly epidemic, cops are cracking down. Police officers are aggressively looking for drunk drivers and will arrest anyone caught driving drunk. They'll see you before you see them. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Department of Public Safety, the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau, and your local law enforcement.
If you're afraid someone is thinking about suicide, you might be scared to bring it up. But actually, using direct questions is the best way to help. Ask if they've made a suicide plan and have the materials to carry it out. Then listen, without judgment, to everything they're feeling. For more assistance, call 211. At KGYM, we care about both of you. So call 211 anytime for support or immediate help.
Eastern Iowa Sports is their domain. Back to the gym class with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on KGYM.
Back with you at 3:56. A little bit of breaking news right now. The Chicago Tribune reporting. Sad story. Former Cub pitcher Milt Pappas has passed away today at the age of 76. So second celebrity or sports celebrity passing away today. Doris Roberts died today at the age of 90. She was the mom on Everybody Loves Raymond from that terrific CBS show. So more on Milt Pappas' passing, I'm sure, coming up on the APC here on KGYM. That'll be next.
A couple last texts here on the subject of the day. 4702, get rid of North Dakota State and Northern Iowa. It doesn't do any good to play 1AA schools.
And that opens up a whole different can of worms, because that's how the 1AAs make their athletic budget.
Well, North Dakota State is going Division I, is it not?
I thought they were, and I'm not. I'd have to look that up now, because I thought it was going to happen already.
This year or next, one of the.
Yeah, I think that is the case, but I would have to double check on that.
26-49. Iowa is not the draw that Wisconsin is. It's taken many years of being consistently being good to draw the Alabama LSU type games.
And you got to have the Wisconsin's fan base is a big reason why they get those. Not that they're any better than Iowa's fan base or anything like that. They both travel very well. But you send Wisconsin anywhere, and they're going to bring 60,000 people, it seems like, with them.
Weigh in at KGYM Radio with the Emil's Hideaway poll question. What would you like to see done with Iowa's future non-conference football schedules? Find more cupcakes, add another Power 5 game, or replace the Iowa State series?
And right now, replace the Iowa State series is leading, but it's very early in the voting out there at KGYMradio.com. All right, coming up tomorrow. By the way, thank you, everybody, out there for the great discussion that we have.
More text than we can get to.
Yep, and I'm sure the APC will touch upon this as well. Coming up tomorrow in the program, Chris List, rotowire.com, and Brian Brown, the director of the Drake Relays, will be joining us on the program beginning at 3 o'clock. APC coming up next here on KGYM.
GoDaddy presents Crazy Ideas That Worked. Meet Johanna, who makes hats for cats.
My fedora is cashmere. I call it cashmere. Everyone said I was crazy. Things took off when I got my...